North Korea has agreed to hold talks with its neighbor South Korea this week.
The talks will center on resuming family reunification programs for those separated during the Korean War and prevent new flood of dams along the North Korean border.
The announcement of the talks comes, as a report said, North Korea was preparing to fire a fresh barrage of short-range missiles.
The Korean Red Cross helped facilitate the family reunification talks, and we spoke to its Deputy International Director, Uni Cho, about potential risks to the talks process.
We had the reunion process, I mean, in September after we met at the Red Cross talks. So the kind of sign from the DPRK Red Cross gives us a bit more positive aspects and positive perspectives regarding the reunion for the separate family members.
Is there a risk that the threat of more missile tests by the North will hang over these talks, do you think?
If you're talking about the Red Cross talks, I think it's not going to just give a huge influence to the Red Cross talks and this, I mean, communications. But more or less, I mean, with our experience, definitely that influenced a bit to the humanitarian communications. But regarding the kind of circumstances we've been through since August this year, we expect that it's not going to just affect the kind of current situation a bit more badly.